Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The trial of a second defendant has brought the notorious case of the New England Compounding Center in Framingham back to federal court. With it come nightmarish stories of people who went to pain clinics for routine steroid injections, but were injected as well with the fungus that traveled to their brains. At least 64 people died. More than 700 people got sick in the nationwide outbreak of fungal meningitis in 2012. Now comes Glenn Chin, the Compounding Center's pharmacist. The government says he murdered people. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri is covering the opening statements.
Prosecutors nowadays begin opening statements by telling jurors a story. This one was about Judge Edward Lovelace of Kentucky. The prosecutor called him Judge Eddie. He was a man with a back problem. A day or two after going to get a steroid shot from a pain clinic in September 2012, he couldn't move his legs. He had trouble swallowing. He was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with a stroke, and died. His steroid injection came from the New England Compounding Center of Framingham. His death was a tragedy, prosecutor George Varghese told the jury in Boston, but it was not an accident. Judge Eddie was killed by that man. That man, the young jurors turned to look at, was the mild-faced 49-year-old in glasses, Glenn Chin. He didn't intentionally kill Judge Eddie, Varghese continued, but he engaged in conduct so extremely dangerous and risky there was a strong probability Judge Eddie would die. And he did. The prosecutor told the names of 25 victims as one by one their faces appeared on a screen. There was mold in those steroid injections, and mold is deadly, Varghese explained. It entered the spinal cord and ate blood vessels at the base of the brain. There's no way for fungus to get into your brain unless someone puts it there, Varghese told the jurors. The implication was clear. Glenn Chin put it there by showing a shocking disregard for human life. A shocking disregard. As chief pharmacist, Chin had the responsibility of making sure the drugs that were made at the New England Compounding Center and shipped to clinics, doctors, and hospitals were sterile, goes the government argument. But Chin ran a so-called clean room that was filthy, filthy with mold and bacteria, the prosecutor said. Chin's accused of improperly sterilizing drugs, improperly testing them, and falsifying and fabricating clean room certifications. He even told his staff to stop cleaning the clean room, the prosecutor claimed. In 2012, NECC sent out over 17,000 vials of injectable steroids that investigators later determined to be contaminated. The prosecutor called Chin's actions murder in the second degree. After the jurors left the room, the defense voiced outrage over the prosecutor's definition of second-degree murder. Defense attorney Robert Sheketoff called for a mistrial. Then, with the jurors back in their seats, fellow defense attorney Stephen Weymouth launched into a blistering opening statement, referring to Varghese as this prosecutor. Chin didn't do anything to kill those people, and the government has no evidence he did, Weymouth told the jurors, calling this prosecutor's statements on the law balderdash. The government cannot prove how the product was contaminated, Weymouth continued, and if they can't prove that, you can't convict. Barry Cadden, the president of the now-defunct New England Compounding Center, has already been convicted on multiple counts of racketeering and fraud and sent to prison for 9 years. In this trial, the prosecution presents Cadden and Chin as partners in crime. But defense attorney Weymouth told the jurors Chin was not anything other than a trained employee. Barry Cadden was the king. The company was his baby, and he didn't partner up with anyone. Thus, there's no criminal enterprise. Most important to the defense, its lawyer acknowledged to the jurors, are those 25 alleged acts of second-degree murder. Guilty verdicts on those might well mean life in prison for Chin. Involuntary manslaughter, said Weymouth. That's what this case is at worst. It's not murder. and beating the murder charges like Cadden managed to do just barely is the defense's main objective. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.